Thank you. Sing like Krishna Das? How dancing and making dance all like Krishna Das? You are a star, you must know. Oh, sometimes he can do.
ज्ञानतिविरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं जी तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभिः वच प्रतिदानं पावयितुं वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्षे चुत्ताश्च कामादितरम् कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं
Millions of
humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramarathatam Guru Parapadma, Sri Bhakti Pragyan Kishore Swami. And sent in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Vasishman Bhakti Vedam Swami. I became very happy that when I heard that we are going to give a class in the same hall where once Swamiji, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had for their energy's classes. So I think in what year? We can?
1973.
1969
and 72 twice.
Twice. And twice he gave class in India. And you came also twice here.
Right.
Oh. Why he was practicing here and there? With the old days, without any self. No gain self. Only to please his own master, Supreme Lord, Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Dhyana.
Because they are always worried that all the living beings, feather and trees, creepers, worms, and human or in heavenly plants, all are part and parcel, and eternal servitude of Krishna. But they are forgotten and they are very unhappy everywhere. For millions of, since millions of births, they are searching happiness of the life. Oh, but they are not happy. Oh, Krishna is very fortunate, very merciful. He is causeless merciful. And that is why he gave this human form to us. That in very human life you can attend my love and be happy for eternal you can be happy. Otherwise, in any spaces of the life that you have gone through endless birth, chain of birth and death, but never you attend happiness. So much sense gratification was there in the life of, in these pieces of hawks, pigs, dogs and cats and so on. And you have gone through. This is not your first or last birth. So always remember. How hawks, pigs and dogs doing and testing realizing or sense gratification more than you millions of times. But are they happy? Never. So don't waste your time. Try to return back. Return to God and God. Back to God and be happy for it. Oh, he used to tell like this family. So, this is the mission. This is the object that why he went whole through world to remind this real truth, eternal. I want to tell you a history, a story that is a very beautiful king, very powerful, of high position, big emperor, very beautiful and qualified, excellent. Oh, his daughters and sons and all relatives were very, very qualified. But he was not satisfied. He wanted to search any big emperor, more beautiful wife, more qualified children. So he came from his kingdom and he was searching. Anyhow, he came to a very big forest. He was searching where to go and to have all these things that I can test more sense gratification, more beautiful wife, children and all these things. So he was searching and he came to a forest. Oh, in the meantime, he saw a very teeny as a girl, very beautiful. He had never seen like that. Oh, she was half naked, half naked, very beautiful, taking some flower from this hand to this hand, and in the mood of dancing. Oh, that king was At once he was enticed. Oh, beautiful lady, who are you? And why you are here? Hello? Oh. Oh, beautiful king. I was such a very good husband. Oh, he should be very beautiful. Oh, now I am, my life is successful. My object I have now. Oh, you are very beautiful. I want to make you husband and to be with you. Oh, and all that I also want. And they embraced each other and became a pair. She has five maid servants, and a very good advisor, unknown one. Oh, she told, oh, let us come in a very beautiful
royal palace.
Oh, king, at once, giving his hands on the shoulder of that lady, and they enter in a very big, very palatial building. Oh, there were 9 doors, windows, oh, many windows. And out of that palatial building, a very beautiful garden, or some river was
flowing
gently. And so many birds were singing. He became very happy. And he became engaged totally. And in sense gratification. And he forget that how much time going on. Quickly. After time, he was so much attached that he forget everything he thought. Then one day, a very black, ugly, old lady came and he told that, I want to marry you. Oh, he was in puzzle what to do. He began to run away, but she was so fast running. That possibly she embraced him. At once. Oh, now he became old. In the meantime, a Muslim king, Maharaj Jama, with his all soldiers, what soldiers? Oh, cancer, TB,
tuberculosis,
oh, cough, cold.
AIDS.
Yes. Oh, now new dust covered room. AIDS. Oh, so many new.
Brain tumor.
Oh, with all kinds of soldiers, he surrounded that emperor. And quickly he defeated. And he looted his all position. Everything, wealth and everything he took. Then what he began? He took his soul also. And he died. But at the time of death, he was remembering what?
About his
wife. Beautiful
wife.
Bad boy. Not wife, but
girlfriend.
And totally he was absorbed. So, what you think, meditate at the time of death, or you will have to be that. So, he became a beautiful lady in his
next birth.
Very beautiful. And she was married to any other person. Oh, all has been happened with you. This is not merely a
story.
A story. It is real. You were also, those who were ladies, they were male, and males
were ladies.
It may be not in human form, but cat, dogs have hog and pigs.
Donkey, donkey.
So, he became a beautiful girl, Nekma. And she was married. But anyhow, she had seen Narada Rishi. And by that good fortune, she was married with a very devoted person. He was devoted. So he used to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
He used to do. So with that class of devotee husband, gradually she developed. And she came in the stage of Nishtha. In the meantime, again death came. And she left her body. But this time she was remembering Krishna and his associates, devotees, and remembering Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, like this. So this time she became a very high class of devotees. He has crossed the stage of Nishtha. So she came in the stage of her Ruchi. And Minditon, a very good qualified guru, by the arrangement of Krishna, came to him and he began to chant and remember, doing all activities of Hare, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Kavashi. And then he came in the stage of Ashakti. Again she left that body. Again she came in the stage of Ashakti, but very short. Or she reached in the stage of Rati. And thus in this way, he was matured in Krishna. And he left this body and went to Krishna, back to God and back to home. This is the process we should follow. We have heard from Guru Parampara and from Srimad Bhagavat this story. So long, I told the brief. Also, you should know how Krishna is merciful. You know the history of Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj told to his students, his friends, those who were
classmates
in the school of Sandama. But from beginning,
we can approve so many different material services. material complex. And in this way, we will sink in the ocean of sense gratification and thus alive the human existence. So, when with this book, he teaches Sangha and Amarga were very weak. But he never listened to what they said. One day, when they were out, they let him enjoy the past of the money for the past. At that time, all the boys began to run very bad, playing, sitting in the back and joining here and there. Brother said, "My dear friends, come here. I want to share something with you. I have something very important that I want to tell you." "What is that?" "I want to tell you about spiritual life." "They said, we don't want to know about spiritual life. We're only young. We are children. We won't laugh and play and fight with each other. And when we're very, very old, when we're old and useless and do nothing, at that time, when we can't play anymore, they won't think about spiritual life. Because death will be very close, so then we have to think about these things. But now, money. Do you know that death can come at any moment? We are thinking death will come at 20 years, 30 years. No, death can come today. You have suggested to me that we will become serious about spiritual life when we're old. But tell me, do you have any written guarantee that you will ever be old? Do you have any written guarantee? No guarantee at all. Who is the oldest person? The oldest person is that person who is closest to death. So you can't say how old you are. What percentage of your life has passed? Yes, I want to tell you, I have 20 years, also 20% of my life has passed. But if they will die tomorrow, then 99.9% of their life will pass. So who can say who is oldest? Oh, don't think like this. He told them, in this life, it may be that you can live up to 100 years. But of 100 years, half of your life is spent sleeping, only lying down, recovering from the things you're trying to do on your way.
For so much places here, you can come. Oh, there are so many chairs. No.
So half of your life, wasted, only doing nothing. Then, in childhood, 10 years, children, generally not very intelligent, or to some people, they only like to play, so another 10 years finished. Next 10 years, education. You have to learn some art or some skill. So that you can make sense of life being a lawyer or a doctor or a politician or anything like that. So that is 10 years finished. And at the end of your life, from 80 to 100, at that time, your body is old. You cannot move very well. So it's paining your body. Even at night, you cannot sleep or flare down. So it's pain, headaches. By the time your eyes cannot see, your ears cannot hear, you cannot speak properly, all your senses are failing. 20 years or so?
We will, all those who are very beautiful, young, they will have to be old. Or they will, or we see so many girls, so many, very beautiful and young, they will be in the same stage or they will be old. Or they must be old. Very soon, world is waiting for you, then beauty will come. And this body will be given to fire. Or
gravier place.
Be ready. Here, careful.
So, 50 years wasted sleeping, 10 years playing around with no good sex in childhood, 10 years education, and 20 years in old age. It leaves a very small space in the middle. This is the small space when you are fit and strong and in the prime of your life and ready to give all of your energy and make good advancement. But when we do this, in that 20 years, I want to have a wife or another wife and some children and a nice car and house and holidays and see the world and go here and there and have so many adventures. And those middle years. So in this way, one's life passes. If you think that you can do heaven and then go into old age, or then you pass your whole life filling your minds with all types of sense objects. That's how you're chanting. Hare Krishna, and your children coming in your mind. Oh, that is all money, money, money. You're chanting, you're drawing something, you're not paying your mind. And then your horse, and your bags, then all you went here, there. All the pictures by your two cameras, you make so many videos throughout your life. I keep doing video like right here. And every time you go to join Hare Krishna, then your mind is sitting at one table. Tell me. You turn it off. Hare Krishna, I'm going to take up another table. On and on like this. That's good. Perhaps some of us are familiar with this scenario. So Prabhupada is saying, so what do you say at the end of your life? Now, when you're young, when you have energy, your mind is fresh, when it's not full of so many mature impressions. Come out as a cradle, from your very childhood, begin your spiritual life. So then, the friends of Prabhupada, they heard from him. They are not his body, it's their soul. And the soul is moving in the chain of birth and death. And unless the soul becomes conscious of God, realizing the presence of Supreme Lord at every moment, everywhere, with a loving relationship, then again, in the ignorant chain of birth and death, without any cessation, they were very impressed. For all that, this is a good idea, okay. So tell us, what do we have to do? Then Prabhupada said, Guru Susuya Bhakta Samanda Prayaja Sangeya Sadhubhaktanam Ishvara Adhareyaja. If you want to learn the process how to develop a very strong and deep attachment, pure transcendental love for Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, first thing to do, Guru Susuya Bhakta. You should have a very modified spiritual master, Guru. And you should hear very patiently and attentively. Submissively with open hearts to the instructions of the Guru and try to assimilate those instructions, follow those instructions in your life. Sāvalādhāpanecha. Whatever you have, manasadehajayam, don't eat more. My body, mind, heart, words, all my body, everything is yours. In your hands, you can do it as you like. In this way, what should be? Sharanagat. Unconditionally surrendered at the lotus feet of Sadhguru. And Sangeya Sadhubhaktanam, try to keep the company of saintly persons. If we associate with materialistic persons, what happens? We can check it. The mood of material sense gratification and ignorance is contagious, and it begins to saturate our consciousness, and you become just like them. Yasya yaksamiti bhusamani vatsyasatam bhurai. Our consciousness is like one crystal. If you keep a crystal, a blue cloth, it becomes full of blue reflections. If you keep a crystal, a red cloth, it becomes full of red reflections. In the same way, our consciousness reflects our environment. It is said, man is known by the company he keeps. If you keep the company of materialistic persons who are following the path of ignorance and misunderstanding, then this consciousness will saturate us and will become just like them. So Prabhupada told his friends, Sangeya Sadhubhaktanam, try to keep the company of sadhus, liberated persons, enlightened persons, those who are very gentle and dedicated to the lotus feet of Hari, Guru, and Vaishnavas. If you associate with them, like a miracle, or almost effortlessly even, automatically, their moods, their feelings, their tendency to serve Krishna, it will be reflected in the crystal of your heart. And you become a pure devotee, just as they are. So then, Prabhupada Maharaj, having given these instructions to his friends, they became very inspired. Oh, we accept you as our guru. What should we do? Prabhupada Maharaj told them, you should chant this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. With so many other instructions, I'm very rich. service all of us.
All the friends of Prahlad Maharaj, now they are very strong faith on Prahlad Maharaj. We are told, now what we should do? He told that what is good, don't give up for tomorrow. Just today. And what you want to do? Good thing. Today or just now. This moment. So we should try to search a bona fide guru who can help us. Who is the representative of Supreme Power? Who is perfect guru? Bona fide. Don't delay. Otherwise, Prahlad Maharaj told, Kaumar Acharita, your age is 5 years. Oh, just now, don't delay. At this moment. Otherwise, this life will be there. You know that some dies in home. Some after 1 day, 2 days. Or some 5 years. Some 25 years. And some not, they are dying even in 100 A's, right? And with cough or with A's and with so many. They are not dying, but very young, very close. Young persons are dying. So, you should not keep this thing for tomorrow. Just pray to Krishna. And he will at once help him. You know that Hiranyakashipu was so big, a strong person. Prahlad Maharaj, only 5 years age, very soft. He had not gone to school, college, and anything at that age. And his father, he has a bone that he will not die in day, in night, by any weapon, by any human person, or any demigods, or by any animal, in any month, in any year, not in the sky, not in
on the earth.
Oh, he has a very special bone from him.
Like immortal.
And he was big, like a mortal. But in a moment, he wanted to control Prahlad, but he could not. And in a moment, what became? Oh, Bhaktivedanta Ashram Maharaj will speak something in brief. How he lost his life.
So, Hiranyakashipu, when he heard from the teacher Sanatana Maharaj that Prahlad is in, teaching his other friends and contaminating them with the knowledge of the devotees. Then Hiranyakashipu appeared on the scene and very angrily said, how dare you? How can you do such a thing? Very angry. And then he took the lot and he thought that this boy, he is incredible. He cannot be caught. So then I have to deal with him. So he took the lot to a big mountain and threw him off the mountain onto some rocks. But the lot was very, very humble and equipoised. There are no fear. And forming the rocks are turned by cotton. And the cotton by tangling is very, very soft in the corn. Then, he got away with some poison. Kalaj, he took the poison and he offered it. And this Lord Vishnu, he made this prasad. And Kalaj took and no problem. Then he, so many different things he did, but finally, he had one sister. Her name was
Holika.
Holika. And Holika had a womb that she could walk with her father, and that that fire would never burn her. So called his sister. And he asked, oh, Holika, please, I have one favor. And he gave her some good wealth. And Holika, she put on a very nice, beautiful sari. Said, no problem, brother, I will take Kalaj. And he said, oh, Kalaj, oh, come here, sweet Kalaj. And Kalaj very, very innocently, he went, she took it, bring her hands, and then started to carry Kalaj into the burning fire. As she went into the fire, she started to scream and scream and scream, and she was burnt, scorched. And Kalaj, he was nothing happening. The fire within was just like, I'm walking through a cool breeze. Then Kalaj, he thought, oh, the father, God, can she pull? He can very afraid. He thought, so this boy, that no one knows what I can do, I can only kill him. And his heart was palpitating. He didn't know what to do, what not to do. Then two teachers sat around him. They said, oh, why are you so worried? But our father, Shukla Chari, he's not here now. But when he comes, definitely he can find a solution to this. Because who is Shukla Chari? That he's, by his power, he's such a great Chari, that one who is dead, he can bring to life. And one who is alive, by his mere will, that person will die. He said, so you just wait some time, and when our father comes, that you will live with this woman. So, in this way, Kalaj, he was with the boys, and Kalaj was in this way contaminating more and more these young children. So then,
then they were doing kirtan, and at once he came, I want Kalaj, to kill you.
Kalaj, he was engaged in kirtan with his friends. And chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, you are in that school, very, very hungry. And about to take Kalaj, and was so frustrated. But then,
he club and sword. At once he was ready to cut.
So he was with his club and with his sword, he was about to just activate the hand of Kalaj, just kill him. But he said, Kalaj, where is your mission? Said, now you impudent little boy, that your death is now coming. Then he said, why are you afraid? Why are you so calm? Why are you so peaceful? Why are you so calm, boys?
Aranya.
From Vishnu, where is he?
Here.
Then he said, we can bring him to Pahantam. He said, is he in that pillar? And then Kalaj, very, very innocently, he was just saying yes. And then Narikashipu, he went to the pillar with his sword, hit the pillar, and then all of a sudden, then Lord Shinde, he appeared on the scene. Lord Shinde, his eyes very, very red. His hair, the mane, reaching the sky, bristling. And his nails, very, very sharp and long. And Hiranyakashipu seeing this, he could understand that death was sometimes standing before him. close his eyes, he starts to jump in the air and fight with Ranakashipu. And Ranakashipu, just very desperate, playing around with him. And sometimes catching Ranakashipu. Next second, Ranakashipu would get out of his wrath. And the demigods, watching, they would say, oh, alas, 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 he's escaped. And in this way, Hiranyakashipu was being hated by Ramashide. Just like a cat, like Garuda, is playing with a snake. Just very, very deadly playing with him. Then, finally, Hiranyakashipu, when he was satisfied with his playing, then when Ramashide was satisfied with his playing, then he took Hiranyakashipu and just strangled him on his lap. And with his nail, which was so sharp, he went into the chest of Hiranyakashipu and just ripped it apart, took out his intestines, and then wrapped around like a cloud. Then all the demigods, Lord Rama, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, Lakshmi, they saw that Lord Shiva was so fierce and so angry. They did not know who to go. Lord Rama, he was looking, and then looked to Lord Shiva, that, oh, Lord Shiva, now we can go and offer prayers and peace. Then Lord Shiva said, no, 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 that you are more senior than me, you go. Then Lord Rama, he was looking, then looked to Lord Indra, Lord Indra said, no, 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 I cannot go. Then they said, oh, ladies first, master, you go. Master said, no, 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 I always stay behind the gentleman. So Lord Rama wanted to go. She said, no, no, today is not for me. That the lady's position is all behind the gents. Not like going in front, that this is not the problem. So then, finally, they said, oh, Allah, we go. And then Allah, without any fear, we went to...
He jumped in the lap of position.
Not going slowly, but jumping on the lap of Ramashide. And Ramashide, now with tears in his eyes, he was apologizing to Allah. Said, oh Allah, please forgive me, that I have taken so long to come. And for my sake, you have to undergo so much hardships. So please forgive me. Said, I am very pleased with you, that whatever benediction you want, that I am willing to do this. Then Ramana, he said the poem, that opposition that you are the master and I'm the servant, that I do not want any material benediction from you. That actually, because I'm born from a family of demons, then I have so many material desires within the core of my heart. So please, do not want these with a temple with some benediction. Please don't do this. And he said, and anyway, that if I ask for any benediction, then this would be my relationship as a merchant. One who's coming and doing something and asking for some reward. Said, but I am not like this. I am not a market dealer. But actually, I am the servant. And I'm doing this only out of pure love. So then, Ramashide, he said, but still, you're saying that you have no material desire, that you have no material desire, but you have no material desire in your life. Please ask for benediction. Then he asked, so my father, that he's been so terrible to you, that please free him from the reactions of his activities. And then Ramashide said, Ashikura, because you're purely broken, then your father is automatically liberated. It's explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam that one takes the path of emotional service, even in the mid-life stage, the Krishna Avatar, that seven generations have been liberated, that one receives an intermediate stage, Madhu Namakara, that 14 generations were liberated, and one achieved the Uttam stage, topmost platform, that 21 generations that they liberated. So he said, your father is already liberated because he has the good fortune of having a son like you. So you ask him about benediction. And then Allah, very, very compassionate, so compassionate, he said, so I ask the benediction that all the living entities are full of suffering, that the simple reactions which are to come to them, that
You take that and you put that on my head. And I'll take this and I'll suffer for them. And then they can go back home back to their head. At this, already noticed today, he was crying. At this, he was completely melted. Completely melted. And he said, oh, God, we're completely wounded. Then, one, he hears his pastor that they will get the benediction, but also that they will be liberated. And this way, this pastor is being explained to show the magnanimous and exalted nature of devotees like Prabhupada.
He had a very great personality like Hiranyakashipu, long life, high position, so many bones, but he was not happy by sense gratification. And in the next time, Prahlad Maharaj, a very small boy, chanting and remembering Lord, and he was happy.